Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
There are things in life that are okay to cheap out on, but your car battery is not one of them. And that's because you never know what a cheap battery could cost you. Like, St. Paul's going to see the Holy Triumphant Rush in concert, a reunion show. It's impossible right now, but that's certainly something you wouldn't want to miss because your car won't start. That's why you need Interstate Batteries, America's number one replacement battery. And the brand Autotechs prefer 3 times more than any other brand. Get a battery test today. Find your closest dealer at interstatebatteries.com. That's Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from DC and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Will your child be ready for kindergarten? At Chesterbrook Academy Preschool, the answer is yes. Our curriculum offers the perfect balance of learning and play. Our teachers personalize that experience for each child through engaging activities that develop the skills they need to be ready for what comes next. Attend a Chesterbrook Academy open house on Saturday, March 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find a preschool near you, click the banner or visit ChesterbrookAcademy.com. That's ChesterbrookAcademy.com.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Had some fun with Anthony Davis of the Lakers. First hour, we talked to Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Todd McShay from the Mothership has his first mock draft, and we were excited about it. So we're going to have Todd on to talk about what goes into creating that mock draft. Pro Bowlers announced, but we don't care who got in. We always care about who got snubbed. McLovin, I'm talking about Dak Prescott. I've been talking about him getting snubbed. Who is somebody else that you'd say is tops on the list of getting snubbed for the Pro Bowl that we might have heard of?
Well, obviously Kirk Cousins.
Okay, but has Kirk Cousins, okay, let me see. Did Kirk Cousins get snubbed twice? So he got snubbed by the first three quarterbacks named, And now I'm saying Dak Prescott. Is he getting snubbed by Dak Prescott love again? You know, so that's a double snub for Kirk D. Cousins.
Yes.
The numbers are great for Kirk D. Cousins, but he's got to prove himself in a big game. You know, not that Dak Prescott has, but, you know, being the quarterback for the Cowboys, you're going to get a whole lot more attention. Yeah, Paulie.
How about Julian Edelman at 33 years old after an injury? He's got 92 catches, 1,000 yards, and 6 touchdowns. He's been targeted 7 times inside the 10-yard line, and 5 of those have been touchdowns.
But who are you taking out? Like, I'm taking out Drew Brees and putting in Dak Prescott. What wide receivers are you taking out with the NFC? And how many receivers do they take with that Pro Bowl team? Do we know, McLovin?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. It's funny. I didn't know Edelman's numbers were that good. I feel like he's been pretty ineffective.
Yeah, and I saw that where he had 92 catches.
He's been bagged up, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's NFL.com, by the way, a couple more stuff. Okay. Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, who's awesome.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs, hurt now, though. Anthony Harris.
Okay, but the AFC running backs, Christian McCaffrey.
AFC, we just did Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, who leads the league in rushing, and Mark Ingram. So Mark Ingram and Josh Jacobs, Josh has a few more yards, but Ingram's
Yeah, Ingram, too. Yeah, he's been really instrumental because you have to buy that play fake with him that allows Lamar to get out on the edge. And I think Ingram, and he's been selfless, too, and he's promoted Lamar Jackson the entire season.
Here's a good one, by the way. Darren Waller, tight end, Oakland Raiders. That guy is amazing.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a story, but I don't know who's ahead of him. Mark Andrews is one. I know Kelsey. It's hard.
NFC running backs, McCaffrey. Who else would be in there? Jones from the Packers? Did he get in there? I know that he had a pretty good run there touchdown-wise where he was leading McCaffrey.
Chris Carson and is way up there in yards. We should pull up the Pro Bowl roster.
How about that?
Zeke Elliott, too, has obviously had a really good year, believe it or not. Doesn't feel like it, but
no.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yes. The running backs in the NFC are Dalvin Cook, who's hurt now, Christian McCaffrey, and Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
So that means, I don't know how controversial that is.
Yeah, it's strange. It's the team that nobody wants to play for, but everybody wants to be on. And we talk about the snubs. Yeah, Paul.
I got a sneaky stat for you. Adrian Peterson, who I think a lot of people don't even know that he's in the league still, he's on pace for almost 1,000 yards this year. He's going to finish with like 900 at 4.3 yards a carry out of nowhere.
Well, wait, is he on pace for 1,000 or he's going to end up with 900?
He's on a pace for about 925.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's having a very good season for his age.
We just got a tweet here. And granted, this tweet doesn't represent all tweets sent to the show. Fritzy is drastically overestimating his humor in the mock headlines. The humor is around the mock headlines. We as an audience can't be held responsible.
Here's what I'm saying. And the fact that you're sharing that is just instigating the negativity.
If I get positive ones about your mock headlines.
Something get lost into the shredder.
And your sports teams. No, this is passed on to me. Paulie and Two-A-Days and Mario will send me, if there are positive tweets about your mock headlines or your sports-related.
They're not as fun, though. If I'm watching or listening to the show, it's like, oh, if I write something negative and get on the Rip Fritzy bandwagon, maybe he'll read mine. This is what happens.
If you find a positive one, then I'll read it. How's that?
It's going to take a while.
I know.
It's going to be far more negative.
The humor is that there's no humor in your mock headlines.
It's just rare.
I think what I said was taken the wrong way. I think everyone thinks I'm like ganging up on our audience. Everyone's just down on it. They can't think for themselves. It's like whatever you guys think they're going to think. And maybe I did say that, but I didn't mean quite that harshly.
No, you went.
They do have their own minds to make up. But I do think they take your lead. It's like, they hate it. So
you called the audience idiots, I think, is what you said last time.
Not short of that, but I did say they were heavily influenced by the rest of your.
Okay, it felt like you were saying that they're so stupid they don't understand the brilliance.
I intentionally stopped just short of going with it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now, you got the belt for mock headlines, but that was years ago. Like, you lost.
Primavera? What was it? Pasta Prematura?
Yeah, Prematura.
Pasta Prematura.
That was one of the great ones. That's John Elway like a walk-off.
It's like you'd like never have done another mock headline after that. That's what we're saying.
This was the Rick Pitino having a relationship with a woman in an Italian restaurant. after it closed down, and then Fritzy had pasta prematura. It's
and who's to say how long things lasted? It's not my business, but I just thought it fit very well when it was in an Italian restaurant and played off the word, and I don't want to offend. I don't know.
And you nailed it. Yes. And,
you know what? Maybe we are being a little too harsh because it only took us about 25,000 other mock headlines to get to that one walk-off. So,
yeah. What a bad guy. That doesn't get you in the mock headlines Hall of Fame.
No, it does not. But
the Mendoza line.
I will say you keep swinging. I'm going to say 2 out of 10 you hit.
You have to step up to the plate, even if you're not introduced by the PA guy. Just grab a bat and just get on.
That's
and
generous.
Let them kick you out.
Now joining us with crappy mock headlines, say hello to Todd Fritz.
Very nice.
Todd Fritz. My favorite, though, is when you repeat it as if I'm not smart enough to get it the first time around, and then it just makes it worse. When
maybe
you...
on Bell. Single Bell. Single Bell. Bell.
Are you going to do this on Friday?
I'm absolutely going to do it on Friday. And you're going to be like, I heard 112 of those.
Once again, it's the comedy, the humor around the mock headline.
So I should just kind of accept that and deal with that.
I don't want you changing. No, I don't want you changing.
No, man, I should embrace the bad reaction. And if the humor is in the suckiness of it, as opposed to the cleverness of the actual names, then I guess I'll have to live with that.
I don't know if it's officially been designated that way, but
suckiness?
Okay. Yes, Eden.
Just in an effort of fairness here, Scott in South Carolina just emailed the show. My favorite segment, mock headlines. Fritzy carries this show. Only being fair.
Yeah.
He didn't read the in parentheses, but really it's the reaction to you guys.
Do you have a burner account?
Oh, wow. What an
Fritzy carries this show.
Yeah. See that? Come on.
Or was that a playoff of my announcement about Jordan going to the carrier gentleman Syracuse? So that was his version of a mock headline, working in somehow Syracuse into that.
No, it's getting to be kind of pathetic now. All right, we celebrated your son got into Syracuse. He slipped in. I'm sure that, you know, Jim Boeheim, you reached out to Boeheim and said, could you say something nice?
Just stumble onto a funny topic?
So is this some kind of Lori Loughlin thing?
I don't know. They have your son doing a women's volleyball. They have a picture of playing women's volleyball to get into Syracuse. Did you reach out to Jim Boeheim for any kind of letter of recommendation?
I think I asked years ago for him to do bar mitzvah things. But that was like 6 years ago. But I learned from the celebs and what happens when you try to beat the system. I stay away from that stuff. That's totally on his merit. But I'm extra proud.
No, you didn't learn your lesson.
I didn't, because I did it a second time for my daughter.
You did it twice. You got in trouble from management.
I did. I got a slap on the wrist.
Like actual trouble, where management called me and said...
Very unprofessional.
You lost a Christmas bonus.
So once in a lifetime thing for my son to do something special that'll have forever. It's like, but that really puts us, according to Article 3, Column 4 of the Human Resources, how are you going to put somebody on and journalistically be fair now? Are you going to talk about Coach K since he did something for Jordan? Now you have to only say nice things about Duke forever. It's going to affect the show and the program.
You were told not to do it.
I wasn't told anything until after it was done.
And then after you did it again.
I did, but I did kind of mention that I threw it out there for who may or may not be listening.
No.
One other child that I can't blow off the other child who just saw what her brother got 2 years earlier.
I told you not to do it. I was trying to protect you.
I understand that, but I couldn't not do something for my daughter.
So if you had a third child, you'd do it again?
Likely.
All right.
But again, when you get a slap on the wrist, as hard as that slap was, I looked and said, wait a second, I got a second wrist. So I can do it one more time.
And look, I probably would do the same thing if I was in a situation like that where I was desperate to get my kid's love. But, you know, I... show off in front of his friends. But I'm not. You know.
It's one of those ask for forgiveness afterwards.
I know.
And that's just, and I would do the same thing again. And I feel that strongly about it, that they'll always be able to see this forever. And the reaction that was gotten by their friends on that special night, it's priceless to me.
Yeah, it is. There was a price tag to it.
There was a few, but now that I think about it, it did make it a little harder to pay.
You
for
know
all
what?
That,
so. You did what I think most dads would do if you could do it.
Giving away your ratings. You can't ask for something like that.
No, that's something completely different.
I don't know what I'm talking about. It doesn't make sense. That doesn't.
Yeah, that's so old. That reference is so old. It's like your references to sports names.
I know, but the level ones, what are they called? The P1s, whatever it is, they'll get that. And that's important, too. The ones that have been following since day one, they'll know what that means.
No, they won't.
We should probably just land the plane on this and move on to something else.
No. I'm going to do a deep dive on
Todd McShay, deep dive.
Yeah.
Who's the outlier, Todd McShay?
No, that's where we had somebody whose job was to monitor the show and then report back to somebody on what
Not
we
a
were
job
doing.
That we gave.
No. I didn't even know this. I had a spy who was reporting back to management. And at one point, I was talking about my career at ESPN. When we first started, I was just using reference points. And I just left, so I was just talking about ESPN, and I get this panic. Stop talking about ESPN! You're giving away your ratings. And they go, like they're going to go. Oh, that's right. There's an ESPN radio. Let's go listen to that show.
Like they weren't aware of a company called ESPN, and you were enlightening them. And they're like, well, we're going to test that thing out.
Hey, kids, listen to me. There's a place called ESPN. You might want to watch. You might want to listen to. You may never have heard about it.
Funny, all these years of listening to sports talk, I've never heard of this company. AM Sports Talk. I've never
You're
heard
giving
of this
away
company.
Your ratings. And I went, you got to be kidding me. I had somebody who was spying on us who then said, you're giving away your ratings. And then reporting back to management there.
You know what they're doing?
They're talking about ESPN. Yeah, I spent 18 years there. No, sorry about that. Josh in California joins us on the program. Josh, do you have a grievance for 2019?
I do, but before my grievance, I just want to say I got a Traeger on your recommendation, and it was a game changer. And I can't thank you enough. That being said, thank you. Why do we have to say that being said? Can we get rid of that? Everyone says that being said. I know you just said that because you just said that.
Thank you, Josh. That being said, that was a good call. Steve in Denver joins us on the show. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dan. I'd like to add a grievance. I actually called to thank you for the calendar, but my grievance is when somebody says, used to be my former teammate, or I can't remember the other one was. But hey, I sent in the Mario airball ornament.
Oh, you made the airball ornament. How long did it take you to do that, Steve?
It took me long. I have got a lot of free time. In fact, you nicknamed me last year Steve, lots of free time on his hand, Denver guy, because I did the snowball fight ornament.
Oh, yeah. The streak is intact there. But how many man hours did it take to make that? That's the best ornament we've ever received.
Well, thank you. I'm going to estimate 3 hours.
Okay.
But it's probably, you know, I'm a notorious underestimator, so if you add my conversion factor, it's probably more like 6.
What did you do the rest of the year, Steve?
I've been thinking about the ornament for a long time, but I actually run my own consulting company, very small consulting company.
No, it's well done. He's recreated under a bubble. It's Mario with the shooting the air ball. And in the AUAA semifinal game that cost his team a chance to go to the title game. But, Steve, stay on hold. Does Mario have your address? Because I wanted to send you out some other things, some shirts, some hats here.
Stay on hold. I wanted to thank Pauly for one thing real quick, if I could.
Wow, that's rare. Okay.
I had sent in my wedding calendar, which is a kind of an inside joke between me and my wife, and Todd wrote something very nice on there. It's unmistakably Todd's handwriting. And then Pauly wrote, we're all so happy for you.
Yes. I saw the calendar, and Mario goes, somebody sent in a wedding calendar, not even one of our calendars. Because I told people, if you want to send in something, self-addressed stamped envelope, you know what, we'll sign it. We went to the Brewers game. That was when we were in the sausage races, and we ran into a bachelor party. And Todd just met the groom-to-be, and he grabs his hand with both of his hands. Todd has both hands on this guy he's just met. We're so happy for you. We're all so happy for you.
I got a little overcome with
you. We're all so happy for you. So, Steve, I'm glad you got that mention there. And Mario, we'll get your address. We'll send you some stuff. And thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan.
All right. That's Steve in Denver. Gave us a great, great Christmas ornament. I told you I'd read some tweets. I love the mock headlines. Question mark. Or no, no, exclamation point. There you go. We've got, but only one exclamation point. Here's another one. I personally enjoy Fritzy's mock headlines. I'm not sure why I do, and I'm ashamed for it, but I do enjoy them. I say it again. We need daily mock headlines from Fritzy, classic DP show content. Oh, we can't do that. Even like once a month is tough. Yes, Tom.
I think it's a wonderful idea, but I get, once again, the negativity creeps in, and I get heavily edited. I will credit Paulie, though, although I think lately I've been sending it only to you anyway. You know, he used to be very, you know, he'd take out his red marker.
Oh, I know.
Things that were safe to use and not use, and now I've kind of gone like, you know.
You don't even, you bypass Paulie.
Which is very rude, and that's not cool because, you know, he's in charge of it and he should get
the. I'm fine with not seeing him. I'm good.
Sometimes it's better because when I get him, I go, oh, no, Todd, you can't read these. Yes, Eden.
This is from Christopher Bean Sr. Fritzy's unorthodox humor is a great part of the show. Just the way he talks and the speed of his talking is hilarious. Long live the mock headlines. Fair point. The speed is hilarious.
It is.
I don't mean to talk that fast. It's just a neurotic, well, Jewish thing. I don't know what it is.
But you know that I'm going to cut you off at some point.
As you should, because I'll just keep rambling.
You just ramble. And whenever, if I call Todd, like I have to kind of build in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, because I know I could just say, hey, you know, great job in, you know, booking that guest, or great job with what you did.
And that's not telling you my life story.
Yeah.
And I go through the stop signs because there are things you say like, anyway, or gotta go, or someone's bleeding in the other room. And I'll just say, and I'll just keep talking about other things.
Yeah. Let's take a break here. Todd McShay's got a mock headline, or he's got a mock draft. Maybe he should do mock headlines with his mock draft.
I love mock draft headlines. That's perfect.
19 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife, drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? If you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up, this is a way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Will your child be ready for kindergarten? At Chesterbrook Academy Preschool, the answer is yes. Our curriculum offers the perfect balance of learning and play. Our teachers personalize that experience for each child through engaging activities that develop the skills they need to be ready for what comes next. Attend a Chesterbrook Academy open house on Saturday, March 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find a preschool near you, click the banner or visit ChesterbrookAcademy.com. That's ChesterbrookAcademy.com.
Nothing makes me happier than going out into the mailroom just to see how many calendars need to be signed and then sent back out by Mark. That just came in. If you're watching on TV right now, that is the latest shipment. It's got to be over 100 calendars. Now, I did say if we didn't have them and we send them out by Tuesday, you wouldn't get them in time. You're not going to get these calendars, I don't think, in time for Christmas. But we will get them back to you. But that's the shipment that we just got today. And I every time I see a big delivery, I go to Mario. Yeah, I thought you were rubbing it in that we only had like two or three calendars sent back. He goes, well, that was early. Yes.
So funny how that, just that one statement is going to follow Mario at least through the holidays.
There he is, Mario, yeah. Looking happy. Oh, he walked out and he's got his head down. I go, what? He goes, he just pointed to the mailroom. And I walked back there and I went, yes, keep those cards and letters coming. Yes, Paul.
You know, a lot of those calendars are sent from the tri-state area. Young Mario could just go door to door. He's got a car.
Yep.
You know, we'll gas him up.
Mario's like, I don't want any more. And I go, no, you asked for it. And if people want to send something in, self-addressed stamped envelope, that's all we ask, and we will get those back to you. It's December, and Golden Road Brewing. I got my keg yesterday. I got my Wolf Pup Session IPA. That's going to be the beer of choice at the Christmas party. So I'm excited about that. We've had that. First time I had it on tap, and I went, boy, this is awesome. Also, the mango cart is great, too. That pairs well with your holiday favorites. Golden Road. They have a collection of rotating seasonal limited edition brews available in all 50 states. California-inspired Golden Road Brewing fresh craft beer since 2011. He's Todd McShay, ESPN NFL draft and college football analyst, who joins us on the program. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's it going, bud?
Well, I'm excited. We're fired up. We got the
holidays.
Well, no, your mock draft.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Wait, you don't sound excited about your mock draft.
No, I love it. I love it.
Okay. What goes into compiling the mock draft?
Good question. I start in May. May and June, I spend evaluating players, watching tape, then start the rankings, and then through the season, get to that point. And then, you know, in the last couple weeks, start looking at, all right, what do teams need? You know, what... Obviously, what's the draft order, and then what do the teams need, and then try to put the pieces together like a puzzle. And it's easier now because people can't scrutinize me or don't scrutinize me as much as they do in about 3 months from now.
But are you factoring in also what you think the teams will do and your opinion of what they'll do, or is this just based off need, this is what I think they're going to do?
It's a little bit of both, honestly. It's a little bit of both. The closer I get to the draft, then I start calling teams. I'm not going to bother a GM right now with, hey, what are you thinking? Where are you looking? And those sorts of things. But I think it's fairly obvious. Like this, the Bengals are, they need a quarterback, but they have a tough decision to make if they take Chase Young, the Ohio State defensive end, over Joe Burrow at the quarterback position. So those sorts of things kind of play out throughout the process.
Okay, let me ask you this then. If you're the Bengals, if you're running the Bengals, do you take Joe Burrow or Chase Young?
This is a brutal question, and I'm going to give you the honest answer. I would take Chase Young, and it's almost never that I would say that. You look at the last 2 years, for example. There are, what, I think 8 quarterbacks that were taken in the first round. I think 2 of them that you feel great about that are going to be really good starters in the league for a long, long time. Chase Young, it would be one of the biggest shocks of my scouting career, 20 years, if he didn't turn out to be a very, very high-end player. And the quarterbacks are, at best, they're like 40-60 in terms of how they turn out. Now, I know how important they are, but the second most important position in scouting and in evaluating is finding the guy that can get after the quarterback. And if I know I can have somebody who's as good, if not better, than the Boses in Chase Young, I would have to go in that direction. And it goes against what I normally would say, but I just think that Chase Young is that special.
If Trevor Lawrence was available this year.
Trevor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, just being honest.
So you would take Trevor Lawrence over Joe Burrow?
Yes. Yeah, and I would take Tua over Joe Burrow if Tua didn't have the hip injury. Now I love what Joe's done, but it's been 1 year. And last year, coming into this season, I had a fourth, fifth round grade on him.
Oh.
And you know, I've met with him, I've talked to him. He's a different cat, but like in a good way. He was just very average last year, and this year he's been sensational. So you have to make sure if you're going to draft him that you have a Joe Brady that's going to bring the best out of him. I love his pocket presence. I think he's as good as you're going to find in the college game in terms of just feeling like the outside rush and climbing the ladder, the inside rush, sidestepping it. Eyes are always on the same plane, accurate, on time, everything that you look for. But it's just 1 year. And so there's a little bit of concern with that. But, again, if Cincinnati takes him at 1 overall, I wouldn't have an issue with it at all. I just I just think Chase Young is one, like, he's one of those decade-type players at the defensive end position.
Yeah, I'm there with you, and I would probably look at keeping Andy Dalton for another year. I don't think Andy Dalton is, you know, the demise of the Bengals. I think the Bengals are the demise of the Bengals. And, you know, Dalton to me is still a decent Band-Aid quarterback right now. He's still, what, in his early 30s? So I might do that if I was going to take Chase Young. I know what I'm getting with Chase Young. I'm right there with you. You know, it's like Bosa. I feel like I know what I'm getting. There's always that possibility of I did miss out on my franchise quarterback, and, you know, Cincinnati would have to roll the dice on that.
But we say that every year. And, you know, Lamar Jackson was the fifth quarterback taken in that amazing group.
Yeah.
And now he's having the year that he's having, and maybe it won't. And at the end of last season, no one thought that he was going to be the guy that he is this year. And so the quarterbacks are, I mean, they're it's the hardest position to evaluate in sports. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, there's no question.
I think I get smarter, and I actually get dumber.
because we think we now know what the criteria. We now know what, you know, it takes to play that position. When I watched Lamar Jackson at Louisville, I just know that he had a great offensive mind with Bobby Petrino. He could do what he needed to do when he needed to do it. And then the knock was, well, but he's playing at Louisville. Okay. And then it was, well, but he's more of a runner than a passer. Okay. We get caught up in how does he look in the pocket? Remember Kyler Murray? I said I would take him number one. I think he's had a pretty good year and probably lived up to the number one pick. I don't know. But we get caught up in these are the negatives. I want to know what your positives are. And then how do I build on that? I want to take Cam Newton so he can be Cam Newton. I want to take Lamar Jackson so he can be Lamar Jackson. We tend to put him into our system, you got to be this guy in this system, and I think that's where a lot of these teams make mistakes.
This is the thing that I've learned the most probably in the last 3 years, is it doesn't take a super scout to figure out that Lamar Jackson's a phenomenal athlete and can be a really good player. It doesn't take a super scout to figure out that Sam Darnold's really talented. But the issue is always when they get to the NFL, who are they paired up with?
Yeah.
Who's coaching them? And look, even if you go back and talk to John Harbaugh, and like the difference from year one to year two with Lamar, like that's been the whole thing. They realize, you know, we can't do it our way. Let's do it his way.
Yep.
And his way may work, and it has worked. And the same thing with Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson. They changed the verbiage. Make it faster. Let's get quicker. The NFL is trickling up, I guess, if you will, from the college level. And it's like the college game is becoming the NFL game. And NFL coaches are having to figure out, we can't do it the old way. You know, the Eli Mannings, unfortunately, as phenomenal as he was and the Super Bowls and everything else, like that's not going to work for very long. We need a mobile quarterback. We need to play fast. We need to play different. It's a different game now. And I think you're seeing that in terms of the evaluation process as well.
He's Todd McShay, ESPN NFL draft analyst. More questions about Tua or Justin Herbert?
Well, Tua's, I don't want to say simple, but Tua's you make the football evaluation, and then you have to rely on the medical. And it's so frustrating because he's such a good player. And I don't know if you've spent any time with him.
Yeah.
He's an even better dude. I mean, this guy, he loves the game. He does everything the right way. He loves his family. He's just everything that you want in a son, if you will. But now you got two ankle injuries. You've got a knee injury, and most importantly, the hip injury. And he's not going to be able to walk for almost 2.5 more months. So you just don't know. It's going to start with the combine medical, and then it will be the combine recheck, which is usually the first week in April. And then every team that has any interest in him in the first 15, 20 picks is going to send their whole medical staff out there and evaluate him. I think from a football standpoint, he would be the first overall pick in this draft. The Bengals would take him. That would be my opinion.
If he was healthy.
If he was completely healthy. Uh-huh. But it really comes down to where he is, not only for year one in terms of like the recovery, but is this something, and I've heard different stories from different medical people, but is this something that's going to be re-aggravated and become a career problem where 3-4 years down the road, we lost the guy that we spent the number one overall pick on. So that one's trickier. Justin Herbert is more of a – he's the football evaluation is the tough part because he's big, he's strong, he can run, he has a big-time arm. He's a lot like Josh Allen with the Bills when Josh was coming out of Wyoming. He's very smart, but he's very introverted. He's kind of the opposite of what you think of when a quarterback walks into the room. And I think NFL teams are going to struggle with that.
Any other quarterbacks dipping into the top or first round?
Jake Fromm is the smartest quarterback I've been around in a long time, the Georgia quarterback. Yeah. He has physical limitations, but he's the type of guy that overcomes it. Jacob Eason needs another year. He was the starter, and then he got injured, and Fromm beat him out of Georgia, and then he transferred to Washington. Eason probably, if he decides to come out early, he's the most physically gifted quarterback in this class in terms of just pure arm talent. But I really think he needs another year at Washington.
Aside from Cincinnati and Miami, who will definitely draft a quarterback?
Oof, definitely. The Lions could. You know, they're sitting right now at like 5, that range. Jacksonville, I wouldn't rule out. What's Carolina going to do? What are the Chargers going to do? What's going on with John Gruden and Carr? There are a lot of teams that are interesting this year, more so than normal. I feel like the last few years we've had more quarterbacks than we've had teams in the top 10 and have needed them. I think the Broncos are happy with what they have, but you never know. Just going down, the Raiders pick again at 16. The Buccaneers, are they happy with Jameis? Even though he's played well recently, but
well, you have to factor in Teddy Bridgewater and Cam Newton where they end up if they end up with another team, and then how that affects the draft.
No question. But I the point is, in the first 16, 18 picks, there are about 8 or 9 teams that potentially could have interest in quarterbacks.
Is Washington sold on Dwayne Haskins?
Who are you asking? The owner?
Well, the owner I know is. But if I'm a coach, the coach you get has got to be sold on him as well, or he's not taking that job.
So I've been holding back from calling Urban this week, wondering what he was doing in the box. If the current structure, I couldn't allow a friend to take the job without saying something. Now, if you get a new general manager,
are you the friend to Urban to tell him not to take this job?
I'm just saying hypothetically.
okay.
If any friend out there who potentially could be taking that job, I would make the phone call and say, make sure you get a football guy who's in between the owner and you, and that you can completely run the football stuff. You can make the decisions. I mean, that's the issue. Right now, under the current construct, Washington can't succeed. They need Daniel Snyder to take a step back. They need to hire a general manager that knows football and can evaluate players, and then they need a coach who can, take those players and develop them.
Would you rather coach Washington or Dallas?
Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, between those two, I'd rather coach Carolina, I think, than I would Dallas, but –
I'd rather coach any team in. I'd rather coach 31 other teams.
Washington.
Than Washington right now. Yeah, I'm just. Yeah.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I won't.
Okay. Hey, Todd, great to talk to you, and Merry Christmas, and thanks for the mock draft.
All right, Dan.
That's Todd McShay, ESPN NFL draft analyst there. Man, is that brutal. Not that you need a friend to step in and tell Urban, hey, do you really want this? And you do have some of your former players there, but is that enough? There are two questions I have. If I was going to be a coach for a team, I want to know what my owner is like. Being around him, who is he? What's his personality? How involved is he? Is he willing to go the extra mile? You know, how important is winning to him? Is this his main business or is it a side business here? And then I want to know who my quarterback is. You know, I would start in that order. Because if I have an owner who is going to listen to me, I feel like he understands football. Because there are times when you've, you know, I've been in situations before in people in this business where I go, I don't think that person should be in that position. And I think if you have an owner who shouldn't be involved in it, who is, that would make me really nervous. Because I can have a quarterback that I may not be all in on, but the owner is the constant there. The quarterback is interchangeable. The owner is not. Take a break. Last call for phone calls. Close up shop after this.
This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at PODCAST1.com. clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Will your child be ready for kindergarten? At Chesterbrook Academy Preschool, the answer is yes. Our curriculum offers the perfect balance of learning and play. Our teachers personalize that experience for each child through engaging activities that develop the skills they need to be ready for what comes next. Attend a Chesterbrook Academy open house on Saturday, March 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. To find a preschool near you, click the banner or visit ChesterbrookAcademy.com. That's ChesterbrookAcademy.com.
This day in sports history, have that for you coming up. An emotional moment, moments ago, Fritzy gave Paulie a Christmas gift. And it was a T-shirt that I believe Paulie has the T-shirt already. But it was a nice gesture. You got that from...
I had asked him once a while back, like, what his favorite color was and what his size was, and he was like, you know, what is that all about? I just, and there was no other way around it other than I just needed to make sure I had the right size and the right...
It's a T-shirt from Point Break, and it's a Gary Busey. What's the line?
He says to Johnny Utah's character, you know, Utah, get me two, when he's going to pick up, like, hot dogs.
Meatball sandwiches, yes. Utah, give me two.
Huh.
And he always refers to that movie and that specific line, so I thought it would be a cute,
well, that was
a
nice.
Cute little thing there.
But we didn't get gifts.
No, I don't like you guys that much.
Okay. But now Paulie has to buy you
no,
something.
No, absolutely not. That's why I said there's something we could just hang.
What do you mean? Of course I do. I have to reciprocate.
Definitely not. I'll be it's extremely
best,
uncomfortable.
It's best if he doesn't. Yeah, it's best that Paulie doesn't.
I agree.
Yeah, it's best.
It's just a fun little thing.
It's very nice on your part.
We don't need to make a big
Very deal. Nice on your part. Yes, Paulie.
This is the greatest gift since my birthday 7 years ago when Todd used a color printer to print out pictures of Walter Payton and frame them.
That's exactly how it happened.
That was Christmas, actually, Christmas. Too, because I got a Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, I didn't understand that gift.
It was very thoughtful.
No, it wasn't. Actually, it wasn't.
Leave it to you guys to turn something nice and just eat and
that. Oh, you're just realizing that?
It's a nice shirt.
It's a holiday.
12 years ago.
Barry in New York joins us. Hi, Barry. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, Dan. 5'9", 185.
Right.
Thank you. I have a grievance to air. I have to take out my grammar police badge. The so-called professional sportscasters who say verse instead of verses and second basemans when it's already plural. Drives me crazy.
All right. Well, thank you, Barry. Yeah. The Danettes aired their grievances last hour. Yes, Steve.
We just did a deep dive yesterday into why people say this was an historic event instead of a historic event.
Yeah. KB in North Carolina. KB, you got a grievance?
Yes, I do. I cannot stand when players at interviews or press conferences say, at the end of the day, after everything they say.
That and it is what it is. Those are the it is what it is drives me crazy. But thank you, KB. Yes, Steve.
You know what used to drive me crazy? And this I heard it this morning, and it took me right back to when I first started working in sports.
Goalie Kinwingo said this?
Maybe.
Okay.
Somebody, when I first started in sports talk radio, every single segment eventually ended with, gun to your head, who are you taking? No, gun to your head, gun to your head. Are you taking Derek Jeter right now? Gun to your head, are you taking Derek Jeter? Gun to your head.
Is it coming back?
I really hope that doesn't make a comeback, because I remember sitting there and, like, I was new and just thinking, why do I need to have a gun to my head to figure out which shortstop I like? Like, what? Why is it that's a gun to your head? Gun to your head, you're telling me Marino over Elway? Gun to your head. I'm like, okay, like, yes. Why do I have to have a gun to my head?
This day in sports history, Paulie.
1984, Wayne Gretzky, 23 years old, became the 18th player in NHL history to score more than 1,000 points. He did it in his 424th game. He broke the record of Guy Lafleur, who did it in 720 games. That's how good early Gretzky was. 1990, Bo Jackson of the Raiders became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports. And here's a bad one. 1999, Orlando Brown, tackle for the Browns, was ejected from a game for pushing referee Jeff Triplett to the ground. Triplett had accidentally hit Brown in the eye with a weighted penalty flag just before that.
And didn't he lose sight in that eye?
He actually sued and got a settlement.
And his son is playing in the NFL, McLovin, for the
Raiders? Oh, yeah, he's a right tackle. Right tackle. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
Zeus was the nickname, right?
Was he out of Oklahoma?
His son was. I assume he was.
Yeah, I don't know about dad. This day in sports history brought to you by the Pure Contact LS, Continental Tire's newest luxury sport performance tire, the all-season touring tire taken to the next level by delivering a quiet, comfortable ride blended with long wear, best-in-class wet braking, and all-season performance. Check out your next set of tires, Pure Contact LS at ContinentalTire.com. Saw where my girl Billie Eilish birthday today. She's now 19?
18.
She's talented. And her brother Phineas putting out some good music there.
What's he, 4?
Now, Phineas is a little older.
Okay.
Yes, McLovin.
Billie Eilish has a brother who's hot now?
What?
I can't believe it.
No, they work together. They write songs together, but I think her brother is now singing songs. Phineas Eilish. Christina Aguilera, born today, 1980. Katie Holmes, my former girlfriend from the movie set. She's was born on this day, 1978. Brad Pitt. Ray Liotta. Paulie, one of your favorites?
Of course.
Keith Richards. Ty Cobb. Steven Spielberg. Wow. Pretty good day there. I might have the most Hall of Famers, though, on my birthday. Didn't we tabulate that with Emmitt Smith, John Smoltz?
George Brett.
I think I had like 4 or 5 Hall of Famers born on May 15th. But I didn't have Brett Favre same day, same year.
You didn't lose out with that one.
Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
Anthony Davis wanted to play baseball like his dad, but he got hit in the mouth playing catch with him as a youth, so he went to basketball.
Did we rough you up a little bit?
A little bit, that's all right.
Hey, tell me more about your son going to Syracuse
Fox School of Sports Business.
What we learned, brought to you by True Car, shows you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. Who's on the show tomorrow, Todd?
Don't be wise. You know we don't have any guests yet. Wise guy.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcast1.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcast1.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcast1.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner.
Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.